Hello, I'm Chuck, and this is
CyberSmart.
Small business web solutions.
Web solutions.
Tricks
and services.
And services.
Designed for your
local business.
In today's business world, you've got to be
CyberSmart.
Everybody, this is Chuck with CyberSmart, Small Business Web Solutions, and today I need to shut off my Twitter. I want to talk a little bit about social networking and what I call milking a post. And what I mean by that is getting the most out of your post. That's the first topic. And the other topic that I'm going to talk about is using social networking as an ends in itself or a means to a greater ends. Okay, I'll start with that. I was talking to a fellow blogger the other day, and he was talking about that he has to use all these social networks, and he has to leave all these comments, otherwise there would be no way that anybody would ever find his website and know that he was there. And, you know, there's possibly some truth to that, but that really has not been my experience, and I'll use a couple of things off of two of my different blogs as examples. On one blog, I have a post. It's a video on Sync the Bismarck, okay? And I never submitted that post to anything, as far as I know. I didn't make any comments on any blogs with backlinks to it or anything like that. And I get, anywhere from 10 to sometimes 50 unique visitors a day on that one post on a blog that, I think I got over 3,000 posts on it. It's got a lot. It's a huge blog. I've had it a long time. I get visitors to that every day, and I have it monetized because I have the DVD of the movie and some models and stuff like that. Okay, and the other one is a John Dillinger post on my Chicago political blog, where again I really didn't submit it or anything like that. But what I did do is I milked it, and that's what I want to talk about a little bit. You know, how do you submit your posts? Nowadays, there's all kinds of tools where you can submit a video to multiple sites simultaneously, and the same thing with posts and everything. And I don't do that for a couple of reasons. One thing is if you take your post and you immediately post it everywhere on your networks, you got to think of a couple things. Did you post that at a time when there's low traffic volume? Like on Dig, a lot of times you got to make sure you got enough friends or else it'll get either voted down or it'll just never get noticed. So I don't submit everything all at one time. Big times for me in the research that I've been doing is Monday mornings before 11 o'clock and Thursday afternoons after 2 o'clock seem to me to be the biggest times when most people are online, okay? And sometimes that changes a little bit, but I try to keep an eye on that. I'm real big for Monday morning posting. And what I'll do is I won't submit the post to everything all at one time. I'll stagger it out throughout the week, and I do each of my posts like this, okay? That way I'm getting different times. I'm getting different, amounts of traffic volume that are going on at the time. And I think that's a much better way to do it. The next thing is, if you think about this, let's say that you make a post and you submit it to one of your social places, okay? You got a community there, you got friends there, and, 20, 30, 40 people come to look at that post, okay? Well, then what? What happens then? Does that post disappear and become invisible somewhere on your blog? Well, here's another thing that I do. Every one of my posts, I monitor it. I see how it's doing, and over time, I try to get most of my posts, especially, not utility posts or things like that, but my anchor posts, my fundamental good posts of quality, unique content. I work on those sometimes for months, no kidding, trying to get them to rank, and here's why. Well, once they start ranking, and if you're trying to get them to rank for, terms that have some search volume, that's another thing. Ranking for something is one thing. The other thing you want to look at is search volume, okay? It's great that you can come on page one of Google, but if two people are using that search query, that really doesn't do you much good. So I try to get each of my posts to rank for queries that have, you know, 1,000 up to, you know, 20 or 40,000 queries every month, okay? And I work on those posts continually to try to get them to rank, and here's why. Like I said, I don't do anything to that John Dillinger post. I don't do anything to, what the heck was the name of it? Not the Titanic. The Bismarck. I got a Slingshot website. I got a pink dog collar website. I got a night vision goggles web. I got all kinds of websites, okay? A lot of micro niche ones. And I don't mess with them. I got them to rank. They're there. They've been there, some of them, 6 months or a year, okay? And I don't mess with them, and they make me money every day. Nothing to write home about. It's all trickle change on a lot of those micro sites. But it's money every day, okay? And over the time, they definitely pay for themselves. And I don't, like I said, I don't mess with them. And here's the thing. The social networks for business, for professional bloggers and SEOs and web developers and stuff like that, are not an ends in themselves. What we're doing with those things is using them to help us get the natural search listings, because that's where, I don't know, 80, 90% of your traffic is going to come from that. At least that's been my experience. So, yeah, milking the posts, doing the keyword research. Me personally, I spend more time doing keyword research and analyzing with Google Analytics and making adjustments to the quality posts and videos and podcasts that I already have to get the most mileage out of them, rather than necessarily posting, you know, 14 times a week or looking for a high volume. I'm really looking, you know, my good quality posts, I want them to rank. And once I get them to rank, I don't have to mess with them, you know. I mean, sometimes it's always changing, and sometimes they get knocked out, and you got to go back and do a little bit of adjustment. But that's really, milking it. You know, if you think about, if you got a post and you got your little bit of visitors that you got off your tweets and stuff like that, but if it's a post where under certain keyword phrases you have, let's say, 44,000 queries a month, well, that equals 5 million a year. Okay, think about that. How many comments would you have to leave to get that kind of traffic? I mean, we're talking gigantic numbers here, and this is what the whole point is to show up in these search engines, and that's what the social network sites are for me, for that end. Then I actually have, you know, really good friends and people that I've met. Okay, then there's the socializing aspect of it. It's really good. I mean, sharing information and learning from each other, and to me, the social networks are more important for that. Friendships and sharing and stuff like that are fantastic for that. But I don't use them primarily to be bringing, you know, as primary sources to be bringing traffic to my website. I use them. I get traffic from them. Of course, I build my Twitters and my digs and my Reddit and all those things and Blog Engage. And, you know, I utilize all those things, and there's a use for them. But it just seems that there's a lot of talk about, you know, social networking, and not a whole lot of time about keyword research and title tags and how to get each of these posts to rank so that, you know, you get one, it literally could stay there for years and benefit you for years, you know. And just think about that money. You know, if you've got a page that's selling web hosting, let's say, okay, which is very competitive, let me tell you, it's hard to get something to rank for that. But when you go for the lesser keywords, okay, I wouldn't try to rank for web hosting on a short tail like that. It's extremely competitive. But there are other lesser terms that still get, you know, good, you know, don't pass up something just because it only gets 800 or 2,000 views, because that's worth it, you know, because web hosting and stuff like that has a great through and production rate. You know, you don't need a lot of traffic, and the hosting service pays pretty good commission on those. So, you know, if you're getting 3 or 4 sales a month, you know, that's not bad off one blog page, you know. And then if you got multiple, it really starts adding up. And over a course of time, and if you have a blog that is years old, and if you think if you've got, you know, 50 or 100 pages that are all on top of Google and Bing and Yahoo searches, think about that kind of traffic that it's bringing in. For me, my time is better well spent as far as trying to bring traffic to my website through the keyword research and SEO and Google Analytics and making adjustments. And then the other thing is being very strategic and mindful of when and where I post my stuff, rather than just shooting all my arrows at one time. So those are a few just quick tips, I guess you could say, on those two aspects. All right, thanks a lot. Peace.